God puts these things together. Amen. And he knew you would be here tonight, knew what you were going through, knew what you needed to hear, and he did it all for you. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Are you ready to receive tonight?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Turn with me in your word, in your Bibles, if you will, to the book of Mark in chapter 10. The book of Mark, chapter 10, and verse 46. And over the past year, a main area the Lord has had me ministering is on miracle stories. The people from the Gospels who received something from Jesus. Because my Bible says that Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And if he's the same, then we can approach Jesus the way these people did and expect miracles, just like they got. In other words, if we reach out in faith and we reach out in expectation the same way these people did, like the man we'll read about tonight. Because Jesus is the same today that he's always been, we need not think that we'll get a different response than those people did. For example, the woman with the issue of blood said, "If I touch the hem of his garment, I'll be made whole." And God's power met her. Amen. That means you can say, "I'll contact Jesus." Thank God we don't have to find a man walking around somewhere in the Middle East today. But we can access him by his name. We could access him by the word. And we can say, "I'll get to Jesus and I'll be made whole." And his plus, just like it met her. And we can have a miracle. Hallelujah. Well, I want to look here at a man by the name of blind Bartimaeus. And in Mark 10:46, it says, "And they came to Jericho. And as he went out of Jericho with his disciples and a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the highway side begging. And when they heard that Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, 'Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me.' And many charged, 'Hold his peace,' but he cried the more a great deal, 'Thou son of David, have mercy on me.' And Jesus stood and said him to be called. And they call the blind man, saying unto him, 'Be of good comfort, rise, he calleth thee.' And he, casting away his garment, rose Jesus. And Jesus answered and said unto him, 'What wilt thou that I should do unto thee?' The blind man said unto him, 'Lord, that I might receive my sight.' And Jesus said unto him, 'Thy faith hath made thee whole.' And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus in the way." Amen. I'm glad that Jesus is still a blind eye opener tonight. How about you? I'm glad that still nothing is too difficult for him. And because he's here, I'm happy to say we'll have miracles tonight. Amen. People will leave different than the way they came in. Lives will be changed because Jesus is here. He is the same, and the devil is still defeated. Praise God. There's no reason for any of us to leave the way that we came in because Jesus, for whom nothing is impossible, is here tonight to do what he's always done. So here Jesus asks a question, and this isn't my message for tonight, but it bears notice. Jesus asked Bartimaeus this question. He says, "What wilt thou that I should do unto thee?" There's a lot of things that Jesus could have did for Bartimaeus. But Jesus wanted to know, "What do you want, blind Bartimaeus?" Amen. One minister friend of mine said if he would have said, "I want some friends," he would have left a blind man with friends. Said, "What wilt thou that I should do unto thee?" Jesus is here asking the same thing. Jesus made himself available to Bartimaeus that day. How many know he's made himself available to all of us? Blind Bartimaeus says, "I want my sight." The woman with the issue of blood went beyond that and she said, "I will be made whole." That's more than just being healed. She didn't say, "I'll be healed of my issue of blood." She said, "I'll touch the hem of his garment and I'll be made whole." That means everything that was wrong was fixed. Amen. Praise God. I want you to know Jesus can heal you, but he could go beyond that and he could make you whole. He can touch your finances. He can touch your mind. He can touch your emotions. Nothing's too hard for him. And he's here in this place tonight, just like he stood before blind Bartimaeus 2,000 years ago, saying to every person in this place by the testimony of his word, "What wilt thou that I should do unto thee?" Yeah. Blind Bartimaeus says that I might receive my sight. But I want to take a couple steps back here and look at something else that blind Bartimaeus said when he makes his case for a miracle. Yeah. And he says this. He says, and when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. Everybody say mercy.
Mercy.
Say it again. Say mercy.
Mercy.
Hallelujah. A lot of things Bartimaeus could have said when he heard Jesus was there. He could have said, thou son of David, I'm a faithful church member. I'm here to be healed. How many know it's good to be a faithful church member? It's a blessing. But you know it doesn't impress God. Come on now. You ought to go to church because you're hungry for the word, because it's just not smart not to. Are you with me? Not because you're in fear of some kind of punishment, because it just doesn't make sense not to. I've never come and been disappointed. How about you? I've never come and said, I wish I wouldn't have done that. I've always come and said, I'm glad I came. How many are glad you came tonight? Amen. I've always come and said, thank God I'm here. Amen. A lot of things blind Bartimaeus could have said. Could have said, I'm a faith. You know, I don't swear. I don't cuss. I don't chew. Don't go with girls who do. Isn't that right? He could have said, he could have talked about what a good Jew he was and how well he knew the Torah. A lot of things he could have said. But he recognized that he wasn't good enough. And he said this, he said, thou son of David, have mercy on me. Mercy. Mercy is undeserved blessing. Mercy is undeserved blessing. Justice is getting what you deserve. But this man wasn't looking for justice that day. He cried out to Jesus for mercy. Thou son of David, have mercy on me. You see, if you stood before a judge and you'd done something wrong, and you'd made some mistake, justice would be that the punishment would come. But mercy would say, give me what I don't deserve. Are you with me? This is what blind Bartimaeus was crying out that day. He was saying, Jesus, have mercy on me. Give me what I don't deserve. Are you with me? Now, I don't know if you realize this or not, but we all fall into the category of blind Bartimaeus. This is the theme of the gospel here tonight. Thou son of David, have mercy on me. The theme of the gospel is living a life that you don't deserve.
Yeah, yeah.
Let me look at a Bible story here for a minute. Jesus is in the Garden of Gethsemane before he's crucified, and they come to get him. He's there with his disciples. You remember the story.
Yeah.
He's there praying. They're sleeping, right? Then they come to get Jesus. Everybody wakes up.
Yeah.
And there's a servant there that's part of this team that comes to get Jesus, and his name is Malchus. And they're all coming around to get Jesus, and all of a sudden Peter, who's already been in the flesh, he's been sleeping instead of praying, right? Peter gets mad and he pulls out his sword and lobs the guy's ear off right there in the garden. Now, I don't know exactly what the laws were at that time, but I do know this. The next day, they nailed a guy to the cross for being a thief. I can't imagine that they smiled on people who chopped off people's ears. Are you with me? Amen. The next day, hanging next to Jesus, they hung a man on the cross just for stealing something. Peter just chopped off somebody's ear. Somebody with connections. A political person. Are you following my story here tonight? Peter was in trouble. Peter got in the flesh and he messed up. He lobbed off the ear of somebody who was politically connected. And my guess is that that would have earned him a place up there with Jesus and with the other two. I'm just speculating. But if they put that thief on the cross, I'm guessing Peter could have been next pretty easily. How many of you would agree with me tonight? So Peter messed up. Isn't that right? He got in the flesh. He made a mistake. He chopped the guy's ear off. Big mistake. Big mistake. Jesus does this. Jesus doesn't say, well, now you're going to have to deal with the consequences. Now you really messed up. You got in the flesh. Jesus picks up the ear, works a miracle.
Amen.
Come on now. Works a miracle to get Peter out of a jam that he got himself into. Come on now, folks. Is this helping anybody? Peter got himself into that mess. And Jesus got him out. That's mercy.
Yeah.
That was undeserved blessing and undeserved favor. Peter got himself into the jam, and Jesus worked a miracle. I mean, a notable miracle. Put a severed appendage back onto the man. Come on now, that's a good miracle. Put a severed appendage back onto the man. Yeah, he helped out the man, but all at the same time, he bailed out Peter. Praise God. Everybody say mercy. Blind Bartimaeus cried out and he said, "Thou son of David, have mercy on me." Often in healing lines, we'll have people with certain types of conditions, like smoking maybe, and they've smoked for a lot of years. And they'll say now they have lung cancer, now they have emphysema, now they have something like this. And they'll somehow think, well, I brought this on myself. I don't know if you realize this or not, most of the trouble we have in our life in some way or another, we brought on ourselves. Did you ever realize that? Amen. There are certain instances where we are genuinely victims. But there are many other instances where we genuinely, whether ignorantly or we knew what we were doing, got ourselves into the mess. I want you to know that Jesus will get you out of the mess, the hole that you dug yourself and jumped into. He'll pull you out. Amen. That's mercy. That's mercy. Hallelujah. Let's look at another scripture here tonight. Is this helping anybody? Turn to the book of Hebrews. Praise God. Amen. Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 16. Now we're about to take another step here and even go beyond mercy. But the stature that you take, it says here in Hebrews 4 and verse 16, "Let us therefore come boldly." Everybody say boldly. Boldly unto the throne of grace that we may obtain what? Mercy. And find grace to help in time of need. The Bible says that we are to boldly come to the throne room and obtain mercy. Let me tell you what, you don't need mercy if you did everything right. Are you hearing me tonight? You only need mercy when you messed up. You don't need mercy when you've dotted all your I's and crossed all your T's. You don't need mercy. You have justice. You say, "I've done it all right, and I'm getting what I deserve." But the Bible says that when you need mercy, to come to God boldly. Hallelujah. Boldly. A lot of talk about finances nowadays. We get a lot of people in prayer lines asking for prayer for their finances. 9 out of 10 times, people will say, first, they'll start off by saying this. Well, and you can see it. There's kind of a sheepishness about it. And they say, "Well, I overextended myself. I went too far. I committed myself too much. But I just need God to help me out." How many of you know that God is a God of mercy? He is a God of mercy, getting people out of messes they got themselves into. The Bible says that you could come boldly, even when you've messed up, even when you've made a mistake, that's when you could come boldly to Him. Let me look at one more passage. You don't need to turn there. I'm going to read it to you. It's one that Pastor Tim read this morning. Hebrews 12, starting in verse 1. "Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witness, let us lay aside every weight in sin, every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our joy, that was set before him, endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God." The Bible says, looking unto Jesus. How can we come boldly into the throne room? How can you come boldly when you've messed up? How can you come boldly when you've gotten yourself into the mess? See, whenever you get yourself into the mess, the Bible says that the devil is the accuser of the brethren, isn't he? That means that he wants you to look at yourself, doesn't he? He wants to run down the list and say, "This is what you did wrong. This is what you did wrong." You see, he'll prompt you to do something wrong, and then he'll beat you over the head and for it, doesn't he? He's a bad devil. He's always been. And if you've ever found his tactics and what he does, it's after you mess up, he sits there and he wants you to look at yourself and steal away your confidence and steal away any boldness that you had at all, and cause you to be sheepish and cause you to let down your guard to accept the destruction that he wants to bring into your life. Are you hearing me tonight? So how can we come boldly? We can come boldly by looking unto Jesus. Hallelujah. Have you messed up? I know I have. Have you made a mistake? Stop looking at what you did. Stop looking at where you missed it and start looking unto Jesus. Amen. Looking unto Jesus, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising its shame. That shame and that humiliation that he took on himself, whose was it? What did Jesus have to be ashamed of? What did Jesus have to be humiliated about? Jesus never did anything wrong. The shame that he took was your shame, so that you could hold your head up high and receive God's best, even when you don't deserve it. Hallelujah. That's mercy. And the gospel is a story of mercy. The theme of the gospel is that Jesus took on himself what he did not deserve, so that you and I can have a life that we don't deserve. He didn't deserve stripes on his back. He didn't deserve to be nailed to a cross. He didn't deserve to be crucified. You and I did. Why did he do it? What was the joy that was set before him? The joy that was set before him was that he saw you and I enjoying the life that only he knew. A life of walking in unseparated fellowship with the Father. A life of walking in dominion over sickness and poverty and every work of the enemy. And he said, I'll take their punishment so they can live the life that I live. Amen. I'll take the price so that they can live the life that I live. Looking unto Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So next time you find yourself in a jam, devil wants you to look at yourself. You may start sitting there. He'll try to give you the laundry list of every place that you've missed it and every wrong decision that you've made and how you've brought it on yourself. You just turn your gaze off of that and start looking unto Jesus and start thinking about what he did. Amen. You see, the devil wants you to think about everything that you did wrong, but the Bible says to think about everything that Jesus did right. Amen. That he endured the cross, despising in shame for the joy that was set before him. Hallelujah. See, that's how you could come boldly to the throne room. That's how you could come boldly to the throne room. Yeah, I might have missed it, but Jesus, hallelujah, took my punishment on himself. Jesus took stripes on his back, and you can't do it to me, devil, because he took my punishment. That's mercy. Everybody say it again. Say mercy.
Mercy.
Hallelujah. The Bible says that goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life. That means that all the days of my life I will live a life that I don't deserve. Come on now. Goodness, everybody say all the days. All the days of my life. Devil trying to paint a grim picture of the future for people. Not for you and I, amen. Trying to say it's going to go bad and it's going to go from dark to darker. I don't know about you, but I'm expecting goodness and mercy tomorrow and the next day and the next day, because Jesus bought it for me. Why? Because you've done everything right? Because you've lived a perfect life? Because you deserve it? No, but I know one who did do everything right. I know one who never did anything wrong. And I know one who paid the price so that I could live the life of a perfect man. Hallelujah. That's mercy. Blind Bartimaeus realized that he didn't have in himself what it took to get the miracle that he needed that day. And he simply cried out, Thou Son of David, have mercy on me. Praise God. There's an old song that says, just as I am, without one plea, except that thy blood was shed for me. Let me tell you what, you won't get anywhere with God unless you take that stand with him. That's the only thing that impresses God, is the blood of Jesus. Come on now. Not how good you've been, not how bad you've been. If you want anything, you're going to have to come like blind Bartimaeus and say, Thou Son of David, have mercy on me. Hallelujah. Have mercy on me. That because Jesus bought it, hallelujah, it belongs to you. Yeah. Praise God. God's not impressed with our works. God's not impressed with our lack of works, but he is impressed by the blood of Jesus. The old, they used to say it this way, I plead the blood. Isn't that right? I plead the blood. The Bible says that they overcame him by the word of the Lamb, or excuse me, by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, testifying that because of the blood, no weapon formed against me will prosper. No sickness can overtake me. Poverty cannot destroy me because of the blood. Come on now. Hallelujah. Praise God. Jesus took punishment on himself. Jesus took punishment from people who deserved punishment. That's mercy. The Bible says that we can come boldly into the throne room, to the throne of grace, and obtain mercy. Not just hope for it. Not just keep our fingers crossed. Obtain mercy. It says that we can boldly come and obtain mercy. I've messed up. Folks, this is a different posture, isn't it? That when you say, man, I shouldn't have got myself into this financial situation. But you can boldly come to the Father. Not sheepishly, come on now, but boldly. Father, I messed up, but Jesus died on the cross. Father, I made a mistake, but he shed his blood. I missed it, but he paid the price. And you can boldly come to that throne room and not hope for mercy, but the Bible says you can obtain it. Lay hold of it. And it can be yours. Hallelujah. Let's praise God for a minute. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I want you to know something tonight. The only person that's been trying to keep you from a miracle is the enemy and not God. The only person that's been trying to keep you from blessing is the enemy and not God. He's the one, the accuser, who's tried to say you don't deserve it. You're not good enough. You've missed it. Well, I got good news for you. You can start saying, devil, I don't deserve it. I'm not good enough and I have missed it. But Jesus paved the way so I can still have it. Glory to God. And then stop looking at yourself and start looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. Let me tell you what, you start looking at him and your faith gets stronger. You see, the devil, he tries to accuse you, tries to steal your confidence, tries to make you back into a corner and just accept everything that he wants to put on you. But start looking at Jesus. Start looking that he paved the way so that you can have blessing. Mercy, thou son of David, have mercy on me. Thou son of David, have mercy on me. Oh, glory to God. Glory. Amen. I don't deserve it, but I'm having it anyway. Amen. Praise God. How many are going to have it anyway? Praise God. Going to have it anyway. Hallelujah. Stop trying to be good enough. Amen. Stop trying to be good enough to earn it. Let me say that. To earn it. Stop trying to earn it. It's already paid for. It's already paid for. Everything that we can do is small change next to the blood. Everything that we can do, how can you impress God after Jesus' blood? What's better than that? Now somebody says, well, you know, you say something like that, people are just going to go mess up on purpose. Not if you're born again. I don't know about you, but I want to do right. How about you? I'm looking for a way to do right. I'm not looking for a way to do wrong. I'm looking for a way to please my Heavenly Father. But I have missed it. Come on now. And when I've missed it, I'm glad that I know that Jesus did everything right. So that even when I do something wrong, I could still have the circumstances in my life of somebody who does everything right. Are you with me? Praise God. That's mercy. Yeah, my God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Yeah. For the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross, despising its shame. The Bible says that those who put their trust in the Lord will never be ashamed. He bore our shame. He bore our reproach. He bore our punishment. Hallelujah. A sinless man who never committed a crime died the death of a sinner so that sinners could live the life of righteous men who please God. That is the gospel. That is the gospel. Another old song says, Jesus paid it all. Everybody say all.
All.
Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain. He washed me white as snow. We're going to minister to people here. Pastor John, could we sing that? Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. We're going to sing that together. And then if you need a miracle, you just come forward and we'll lay hands on you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Let's sing it. Glory to God.
Jesus bore all to him I owe.